Hello and welcome back to Paranormal Investigations. I'm Jonathan, and as always, our host.
This is Saul.
And with us today.
This is Juan Pancho.
You're alive.
Yes, I am.
Oh, shit. So what do you have for us today, Mr. Saul?
I'm talking about demons today. But I don't know, but you were telling me a story earlier about a succubus. I said, was that like a real story or?
Yes, it was from one of the other podcasts I listened to. I remember right now. But it was just this guy, you know, because succubus.
Well, you know what a succubus is?
Yeah, it's fucking
bitches. Fuck demons, I guess.
Fuck demons, yeah.
Well, kind of, I guess you go.
Well, they're a little bit more, yeah.
They seduce you and they take your soul. Or your energy, I think.
No, but it wasn't a succubus. It was a... This guy made a... I think it was a tupa. So it was a thought form. Oh, it's a thought. It's an entity you create with your thoughts. Like, that's
never
the same,
heard of that before.
Same thing with like Slender Man.
Yeah, okay.
Remember the little girls that stabbed the other little girl?
Yeah.
Well, like, they just believe that if so many people believe in it, that'll bring them to life. So that's why, you know, all the, like, you know, what is that, creepypasta?
Oh, okay.
Like, they try to get, you know. And, well, anyways, this guy created one just to be his, well, you know, his fuck buddy. And then, well, it turned out, like, then one day he wanted to see, you know, it was beautiful, and he, you know, but he put mirrors in his room to see how he would look like with it.
So he just thought it into existence?
Well, you got to put so much time and effort into it.
Yeah.
And you got to make...
Tibetan monks, they've done that forever.
Believe it into his existence.
Sex toys?
No,
well,
they don't.
Well, this is more for... This guy made it into a sex toy, but...
Yeah, oh, but okay. I don't know why the Tibetan monks would have them, but, you know, they'd know about them for ages.
It's not the same one from X-Files, is it? Right? Oh, that's the same.
Yeah, that was the same. It's based. Well, that's what it was based off.
Oh, okay.
And anyways, this guy, you know, he just created one just to be a sex slave, and eventually, you know, he thought, you know, it just looked fine. It was there to obey him, but in reality, it was a succubus.
Wouldn't it have been less effort to just go find a girlfriend?
Well,
I'd be dude.
And but yeah, I mean, you know, just gotta be careful with. When it comes down to, you know, demons, tupas, succubus,
so what happened
anything,
to him?
Oh, with the mirrors?
With the mirror? No, nothing really happened to him. He just...
And he saw his true form, though?
Yeah, he saw the true form of it. Because he thought it was just like, oh, like a spirit there to please him whenever he wanted. But it was actually like a demon trying to get, you know, like Saul said, to possess him.
So did he stop?
I think, I don't know how that story ended. I know he stopped.
He was like, nah, fuck it, I'm worried.
Like, I don't know exactly what ended up happening, like, to him. But it was just, you know, they were just kind of different stories they had. But I know another one was that this guy had crabs, and he hooked up with a succubus. Well, his crabs were, I guess in...
Did he give the succubus crabs?
Well, yeah, technically, yeah, he gave the succubus crabs. So, in return... That succubus got mad. It was a female succubus.
Oh, I was assuming.
for whatever reason, to get back at him, she got two male succubus, which I guess would be the... I guess it would be... Well, I don't know if it was...
I thought it was a tuba was a male.
I forgot.
Incubus?
I think it would be the incubus, yeah. So two
I just read that in a buffet.
So instead of... since he gave that succubus herpes, or crabs, I mean, then two male incubus came in and were banging him in revenge for that.
What the? Where did you hear this story?
What podcast was it? It might have been, I think, Mysterious Universe.
I gotta start listening to Mysterious Universe again.
It was either that or Expanded Perspective.
The thing about it is that they even, there's some stories I heard where, have you heard of the Haunting in Connecticut? Well, that's another case that Ed and Lorraine Warren did. And when they called in...
we gotta get them on the podcast.
I think Ed's dead. No, they're both dead, I think. They're both dead. Oh. They were really big in the 70s.
Well, let's go back to the 70s.
But, they called in a priest after all that. And the priest told them, you know what, it's all in your head. Not, it's all in your head, but if you ignore them, they'll go away. That was his big thing, you know, ignore them and they'll go away. Stop being scared. If you get them scared, it gives them power. So, obviously it didn't work. But, like I said, that's all you gotta do is think things into existence. And, like I said, that was his big theory, but anyway.
That was an episode of Supernatural. where someone made a fake horror story on the internet and people believed it. So it brought it into existence, and then people would go in and change things about the story, and it would change the demon.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's... And I tell you, all that is based off the Tibetan monk, the two books. I haven't looked into it to see exactly why the Tibetan monks. Maybe they just discovered they could do that, or if they had a purpose for it. But I'm not exactly... I just know that, you know, along the years, you know, people always... You know, it's trying to...
Yeah.
It's always... Honestly, anything like technology or...
It's always bus, monks.
It always comes down to monks. Sexual.
Oh. Oh, shit. Yeah, two different completely...
He said
monks. He said sex.
Well, technology and monks go hand in hand, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's a, I was,
wasn't sex, I heard, I think Saul told me that the reason why Blu-ray players beat out,
Oh, yeah.
What was the other one? It was just...
Ultraviolet?
No. Was it just, HD?
Just HD.
It was because of porn. And VHS beat Betamax because of porn.
Porn,
yeah.
So, porn. Just porn. People are horny, I don't know what to tell you.
But the biggest mystery was that, well, I told y'all already, but we need to go watch Creed.
It was such a great movie. You don't like it?
Yeah, you did.
Well, we're going to another stuff.
But that day, you know, it was rainy and real gloomy.
Yeah.
It had me real down and everything. I was texting Poncho. Like, I was texting like that, and I was looking, like, in that direction. And all of a sudden, a bottle of, spray bottle. It just started moving back and forth. And there was two bottles behind it.
And neither of them moved?
Nope. And it just started moving just back and forth, back and forth.
Was it windy? Whoa.
No, it was in my room. And it freaked me out. Because I was like, at first I was like, oh, man, I'm seeing things. But I saw the liquid inside moving back and forth. It freaked me out.
So you think it's a ghost?
I think it's negative energy. That's what I think.
Because you were all gloomy?
Yeah, that was a gloomy ass day. It was raining for like not the whole day. Yeah.
Was it as bad as yesterday? No.
It rained yesterday.
It was raining a lot yesterday.
I don't even know that. But yeah, that's a big thing. Well, have you also heard of have your parents ever told you something? You never know why they told you. Like, either stop doing that or stop. I don't know. Have you ever heard of the story of mirrors? Like, they're the gateway to like
your soul.
Or to hell, or portals to.
Yeah, I mean, I heard.
When I was younger, my mom used to have, before she fell asleep, she would have, towels or blankets on top of mirrors. I never knew why. I never asked. I'm like, that's weird. I've
never seen that.
There are portals to, like, different dimensions and stuff. And gateways to, like demonic stuff.
Damn. I spent a lot of time making funny faces on mirrors. I feel stupid now. Who's watching me?
I think about it, they made a movie about it called Mirrors with Keith or something.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Oh, it's
Sam. I've seen the trailer, but I've never seen the movie. That's what it's about. It's like portals to different dimensions. Yeah. And is that why like the Bloody Mary comes from? And
I don't know if that's the same thing. I don't know if it's the same.
But you look in the mirror and you say her name and it summons her. Like,
well, see, I don't even know what the two thing behind Bloody Mary is.
Jeff swears it started in Chicago. I don't think he's right.
And he's from Chicago?
Yeah.
But remember that story you had about the Ouija board?
Oh, yeah. Well, one time, years ago, I played the Ouija board. And, well, long story short was that when we're speaking of mirrors, that the Ouija board told us, or whoever we were speaking to told us that we wanted to see what it would look like to go in the bathroom with the light off and look in the mirror.
You did, right?
Nobody did.
Why not?
No, but we were just talking about the subject of the mirrors. Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what it wanted us to do, go into the mirror.
And you didn't do it? You could have been the star of your very own horror movie.
Yeah.
You get Tom Wally to play you.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stories. I mean, even like, well, you know, it's a movie, but which one was it with Shia LaBeouf and
Constantine?
Yeah, I remember they was using mirrors.
Shia LaBeouf was in Constantine?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I don't remember that.
Yeah, they used the portal to extract the demon, and then they broke it. I don't know if they broke it on purpose or.
I think it was just to. Well, I think they would break it to just... Well, I don't know.
First couple seasons of Supernatural played on all this stuff. Because like, they had that episode, too. But it was a bloody mirror. Yeah. Well, I meant, like, well, because the later seasons, like, it's just stupid.
Well, even X-Files, really, like, people think it's just, like, stuff they made up, you know, just for stories. Everything. But if you really, like, most of the stuff, you know, if you're into paranormal, like, you'll know what they're referring to.
I didn't know that Tupa was in it. Well, I knew that episode, but I didn't know that was a Tupa. And also the Succubus, I didn't know that was a Succubus. Or Gideon Skinner.
Yeah.
You also had, they had a bunch of stuff.
On X-Files?
Yeah.
I need to watch them. I've only seen half of the first season.
Damn. We're like 8.5 to go.
And then the new season starts January?
They said that was going to be many monsters. Well, actually, all monsters. Like, they kind of did away with the UFOs.
Mm. Isn't the whole point of the show the UFOs?
No, that's actually... That's a big story, but... What isn't that? Actually, the big story is government.
I thought that was
his story, that his sister was abducted and...
Well, I can't really say much about spoiling it. Oh. Yeah. You plan on watching the rest of the season?
I do. I'll get there. And the movies. And
yeah, the movies too.
And the spinoffs.
Well, the spinoff, but yeah.
Wasn't there two?
There's only one.
Well, Millennium.
Oh, yeah, Millennium's kind of a spinoff. Millennium.
And technically, Law and Order takes place in the same universe.
Yeah. Well, actually, a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, a Hollywood Homicide. Or Homicide Life on the Streets. Universes. I mean, if you follow the trail, it even gets to Cheers, and Frasier, Wings.
Yeah, because then the same detective plays like the same detective in every single.
A bunch of different shows. His one character crosses over. I think Arrested Development takes place in the same universe.
I think it was that guy. Remember on that episode where about the guy who got slammed, that caught that detective killer cussing. Remember he was like this bleeping ass. I have this bleep head over here. That guy.
Yeah, he's on a bunch of stuff. So Arrested Development takes place in the same world, too.
Man. That one guy links them all.
Yeah. He's single-handedly. He's played, I think he holds the records for playing this same character in the most different shows. I think Simpsons is technically in the same world, too. Oh.
Damn. I know about all that.
Yeah.
About other than the thing I saw, well, you know what's funny? Because if you believe in something so much that it's bad, it can actually attract, like, demons and all that. But also, I wonder why people don't like reverse it. Like, if you think positive, something good could happen. I think I told you a story about this little girl being haunted by a demon, and they tried everything. They got in a demonologist and also a priest.
How do you find demonologists? Like, is there like a store somewhere? Like,
you get them to the Catholic Church.
Because
there's only so many that are ordained. And
they ordained the demonologist. Or?
Some of them, like Ed Warren was an ordained demonologist.
I didn't know that.
But the little girl was getting hunted. She was getting hunted for like months. And the demonologist told the mom, he was like, "You have to make her believe that the more she's scared, the more the demon's gonna come back." So you have to make her not be scared. So the mom got a necklace from the store down the street.
Yeah.
And she said it was a gift from God and it was meant to, you know, protect you. So you tell me to get scared, believe in it, and it'll protect you.
And it works?
It worked. And she's got it from that. It wouldn't even bless her or anything.
Yeah.
She got it from down the street. And it worked. Got rid of the demon.
So it's all about so then, does the supernatural really exist or is it all just psychological?
Each of society believes it both hand in hand.
So how many cases did this couple actually solve? The Warrens?
I think it was like 63. They did the Amityville Horror too.
So every good horror movie is based off of them or Friday the
13th?
They did The Haunting in Connecticut, Amityville Horror.
The Conjuring.
Conjuring.
They have the Annabelle doll. I don't know what else he did.
Wasn't one of the Exorcists based on them? Not the original, but like one of the Exorcism of Emily Rose or one of those? Or?
No, I don't think they were that one. I think that was in Germany.
Oh, okay.
That one was crazy. Have you heard a real story about that one?
No.
Well, it's basically kind of, actually, the movie stayed actually real true to the story. The only thing about it was that I don't know if the movie showed it, but like, she died a horrible death.
Oh, shit. How did she... From the possession?
Yeah, I think it ended up, like, twisting her body. And also, she starved and dehydrated herself, so... Because the demon won't let her eat or drink.
You think the demon would want her to eat and drink so it could stay alive and kill more people?
Oh, demon just wants to fuck with people. Oh. They have no other purpose than just to fuck with people.
Really? I always thought they had, like, world domination plans.
Not even. I think that's what makes them assholes. They just... They don't give a damn. They don't... I don't get, like... Have you seen The Possession, right?
No,
the Jewish part? We saw it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. We saw it at the Texas Theater, right? Yeah. Where they had the 12 Monkey trailer coming soon, and the people were like, oh, that movie looks good. I can't wait till it comes out.
But the thing is that the name, you know, if you find the demon's name, that's the way to get rid of it.
Yeah.
I still don't know why, though. Why that's a thing.
Because names hold power.
What do you mean?
Like, there's an old belief that there's a power in something's name. So if you know somebody's name, you have power over them. So that's why, like, ancient beings and things like that, they don't like to use their real names. That's why they have titles.
Is that why Joey wants to be called Superman?
That's why Devon is Daddy D. Yeah, it's an old belief. Like, I don't know where that started, but this is.
That was one of the main things in The Possession.
That Jewish horror movie.
That one was pretty good.
I liked it. It was pretty good. The one with, like, all the bugs and shit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think that was it. But, that's another story I was going to say. I think Josh told me this one. Oh! Remember the Veil Lady? That was on an episode. I saw that in an episode of a haunting. Or people don't... There's no history behind it. People just claim to have seen her, but there's no one...
The Velid? The same one that you guys saw?
Well, I don't know the same one, but...
With the same type of story?
Yeah. No one knows anything about it, but they saw the exact same thing. But this one was actually chasing people.
She's putting bells on their heads?
No, they said that they... Well, these idiots tried to conjure up something. And they went to the cemetery to conjure up something. And they saw someone walking in the cemetery late. And it was all kind of walking the opposite direction. They were like, oh, this person is like, it must be something that we summoned or whatever. And when they kind of like, when they were talking loud, it got her attention. Started walking toward them. And they got scared and started walking back. And they started chasing them. And they ran to the car and drove off. But ended up following them home. They lived like 30 minutes away. And ended up following them and haunting them.
Oh, shit.
But no one knows the story behind it. They don't know who they summoned. Just some lady in the mail.
That's creepy as hell. So what about you, Pancho? You have any ghost stories? Any?
No, I mean, the other day, we're in the elevator at work, and I'm, for whatever reason, I asked everybody if they've seen the movie Devil.
The Sam Raimi movie, or?
What?
Is it a Sam Raimi movie?
Is it?
I think so.
Who?
Sam Raimi.
I don't know. I just saw it, like...
Evil Dead? Spider-Man?
Okay. Never heard of those.
Who's the Spider-Man?
But anyways, yeah, I was like maybe 6, 7 of us, and I was like, hey, y'all seen the movie Devil? And right after I said it, the elevator started shaking.
Oh, shit!
So everybody started, freaking out, and then, but we were able to get out. Yeah, they blamed me, and then when we walked by the elevator later on, they had taped it off because it wasn't working anymore. So everybody was like blaming me.
Oh, you're talking about the devil. No, it was M. Night Shyamalan.
Is it really? I don't know why I thought Sam Raimi. Didn't Sam Raimi do one of those horror movies that was kind of like that?
Drag Me to Hell.
Oh, okay. So what is Devil about? Like, is this about the devil abducting an elevator? Or?
Well, I don't know if it was actually the devil, but you get a glimpse of him.
And it's about an elevator?
Yeah. Well, these people,
they're all, like, bad in some way, right?
Yeah, and they get stuck in an elevator. And, without any spoilers, people get stuck in an elevator, and people start... Every time the lights go off, somebody dies. So they want to find out who the killer is.
And they're being viewed by a cop. So a cop has them on the security camera. And he can't do anything about it.
But then, yeah, like, they all kind of start turning on each other. Like, so we'll say, because they were all
bad. That actually sounds pretty good.
Well, because they were all bad people, so, like, they're all, one of them, what was he, like a thief?
Is there a horrible twist at the end?
No, I don't think it was a twist at all.
Well, yeah, there was a twist, but, I mean, like I said, I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
What was a twist?
That it was the devil.
Well, we can't say the twist because then that'll be a spoiler.
I'm trying to think of it.
You probably didn't get it. Well, so it doesn't get subliminal messaging. That's how you know it's working.
Every time they head to the movie theater and it's like, you should go to the concession stand. So I was like, I should go to the concession stand. It just stands up and walks out.
Hot dog comes out. That's all going to the lot. That's actually one of the Empire Shaman's actually a good movie.
Well, I am. Night Shyamalan movies are good.
The Sixth Sense was good.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. The Happening sucked.
Which one?
The Happening.
Oh, that was good.
He's like, his only fan is over here.
Sixth Sense was good.
Sixth Sense is awesome.
So was
The Village.
The Village was good.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it? No. That's pretty good. Don't let everybody tell you the ending, because you're ruining the whole movie for you.
Yeah.
Was he alive the whole time?
Yeah.
That movie?
Well, he'd be alive to make the movie.
Oh, he's in all of them, too.
Who is he, Alfred Hitchcock?
Oh, he's like Spike Lee. Oh, I guess Alfred Hitchcock.
Or Stan Lee.
Stanley doesn't make the movies, though.
He don't make movies.
No, he's in them, but he doesn't make them.
He just shows up.
He's not a true Marvel fan.
The guy who invented almost everything isn't a true Marvel fan. It's his birthday today. Be respectful. He's 93.
That's it.
You'd be lucky if you're nice looking as him when you're 93. Playing in as many movies.
Yeah,
you want to take a picture with me?
I have a picture with me and him over there.
Where's that?
It's underneath all that shit.
Yeah, that one, I'm trying to think of the twist on the devil. But that movie's good. You should watch that one.
Is that based on a true story?
Based on urban legend. Because I think it's narrated by Jacob Vargas. He always tells that his grandma told him a story about the devil. And this is this and this. And I think at one point, does he pull like a veil?
I don't remember.
That's a good movie. Man, I'm going to watch it when I get home.
Damn. So what other stories do you have for us?
Let's see what I have. I have one story.
It's me and my grandfather.
Oh, premonitions.
And I gotta hang that up. Premonition?
Oh, actually, no, I was telling one about witches. Wait. Funny, were you the one that told me a story about the premonition?
About what?
The premonitions?
Which one?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Like Cordelia Chase from Angel? He just gets headaches and sees visions of the future? Or like Phoebe from Tron?
It's more like seeing people's deaths. What do you happen?
So what happened? These people, they just have visions? Or?
Yeah, like it's kind of like just some... It's not really like, you know, in movies where like you get headaches and they fall to the ground. Some, they think they're dreams. Like this guy, I think he had like an important meeting to go to in the morning down in like New York or something. Or Chicago. One of those big, you know, industrial cities.
Yeah.
And he said he couldn't sleep. He was nervous about the meeting and he was tossing and turning. And he said he heard, you know, he saw a light coming through his window. He kind of went outside to see what was going on. And he saw just his car with some people in it. They were just looking at him. They didn't say anything. Kind of got freaked out. Like maybe they had the wrong house. He kind of just stood by the window and looked at him. And then he honked, and they just peeled off.
Oh, shit.
He's like, oh, he's like, it has to be, you know, somebody, you know, wrong house, whatever. So he tried to go back to sleep, and same thing. He's tossing and churning. He was nervous about the meeting. Same thing. And he got nervous because, like, man, one time it's kind of like, okay, it's weird. Two times.
The exact same dream? I've never had the same dream.
Well, he didn't think it was a dream. He was tossing and churning. He couldn't go to sleep.
Oh, so, okay.
So he was like, I don't know, I'm calling the cops. So he got his phone ready. They passed by the window, they looked at him, or looking in his direction. Same thing. And they're just, it was like four or five people. And they honked, and they called the cops, and, hey, there's people that are harassing me, this is what happened. And they peeled off. You know, obviously, the cops were like, are they still there? Like, no. He's like, well, they come back, you know, call us, and they can't do shit about it.
Yeah.
And then he got nervous. Now he really couldn't sleep, not because of the meeting, but also because of them.
Because they keep coming.
And they came back again. And he called the cops and said, hey, they're back again. You know, you come as soon as possible.
So, like, 4 hours later, the cops showed up.
That's what they're good at. And they came by, and the same thing. But they said something. He didn't know what they said, but they said something to him. And peeled off.
So they saw him watching it.
The third time, is when they noticed that they were talking because they yelled something towards him. So that's when they knew that he was, they were targeting him or something. He didn't think anything paranormal. He thought like
criminals.
Yeah,
like exactly. They were like a case in the joint or some shit. Like
and couldn't get any sleep, but he went. He went to work the next day. Again, he was in the elevator, and like when he got in there, he recognized the people. He's like, holy shit, it's the same people from that passed by. He got nervous. He's like, oh shit. And he's just like, oh, I gotta go. But he recognized them, but they didn't recognize him. And he got scared. He got real scared. He's like, oh shit, people are harassing me. He's like, I'm just walked off. And then the elevator, they all died.
Oh shit.
That's
is that kind of what happened on Final Destination? Like, the first one, the original one with the plane? Didn't he have like a dream that the plane crashed?
Well, that was a dream. This one, he was awake.
So it's like, damn.
So I don't know what you call that, premonition or...
That's a premonition.
Or just coincidence. But
it's not really a coincidence because he saw something that wasn't there.
Yeah. Like I said, he couldn't pass it off as a dream because he's like he couldn't sleep. That was his big thing because he was nervous about the meeting.
So did he ever have another experience like that, or did he feel guilty?
Yeah, he didn't say he did or didn't. He just said that he never saw it as, they saved my life. He just saw it as...
So he would have gotten on the elevator with them.
But he got scared because he recognized people. He's like, oh, shit, these are people that are harassing me. And he got nervous and he backed up. But he said that they didn't, like, try to attack him or anything or whatever. They didn't even recognize him, but he recognized them. He's like, oh, shit, he got out. He was like, oh, and then he just backed up.
So it saved his life.
If you call it, I guess you could call it that.
Well, what would you call it?
I don't know what you would call it. Premonition saved his life.
What do you call it, Paul Chan?
Because, I mean, they didn't mean to save his life. They didn't even know who the hell he was.
But that's pretty cool, though. Like, I wish I had
a... I guess it's a former
vision family. Every time I almost died.
That's crazy though.
I've had dreams that have come true, but I've never had
shit. Like what?
It's mostly with girls.
Oh. Those are fantasies.
Well, they come true, so.
Turn
it out. Oh shit, I want it so bad. No, I remember like there's this girl and this guy, like, they were boyfriend and girlfriend, and I hated them, like, we did not get along at all, and I had a dream that we were really close friends, and 6 months later, we would skip class every day and go out to eat, the three of us, like, we're, like, really best friends, like, I don't know. I just had dreams that stuff that happened in the dream happened in real life way down the line, but...
Well, I think something weird did happen. You know how my cat Porkchop, he'll sit at my window trying to get in? And he helped me out. He's the only one that does that. I mean, if there's an opening, the other cats will come in, but he's the only one that actually cries outside my window, like, he'll sit on top of the AC unit. And I guess, yeah, last night it was raining, and before I fell asleep, I put him in my brother's, Chris' room.
Yeah.
He slept with my brother Chris. And I was sleeping, and, like, I woke up, and I heard him meowing outside. I was like, oh, shit, he must have got out, and it's raining outside, so I was going to let him in. I heard him meowing and crying. And I can't let him in from the window because of the AC unit. If I open the window, the AC unit falls out,
yeah.
So I went to open the front door and started calling him. I didn't go outside all the way because it was raining. But I started calling him, like, you know, and clapping, getting his attention. No one showed up. Like, son of a bitch. And, like, I kind of...
Did you go to my AC? Go around, Porsche. Go around.
He was at my... I told Chris about it, and Chris was like, he was with me the whole night. And I opened the door, and he came out. And, I mean, I know it sounds stupid, but I recognize his meow. He has a specific meow. He's the only one that does it. The other cats don't cry outside my window on the AC unit. So I got scared. Like, oh, shit.
That's weird.
The whole time he was with my brother. I told him he was over there. And I saw him because I went like that. Opened the pull curtain. I saw him.
You saw him outside?
Yeah, outside my window. I know it was late. And I was groggy.
That's weird.
I got scared. I don't know why, but at first I thought, like, oh, there's a demon trying to let me...
And you opened the door.
Oh, well, I thought it was my cat. Yeah, I got scared of that. I'm like, oh, shit. Because I was like...
Damn.
She was inside the whole time. And I saw him. Oh, fuck. And I was wondering why he never came, because usually when I do that, he'll, like... You know, I hear him jump off and run inside.
Run inside, but he didn't do that.
I was like, oh, fuck you, then.
get all mad at an imaginary cat.
Oh, yeah, because I woke up like at 3 o'clock.
That's weird. You don't think it was a dream?
No, because I remember it was like, hey, it's fucking cold.
Damn. That's weird.
That scared me because I recognize his meow. He's the only one does it, and I saw him. Like I said, I know I woke up and I was groggy, but I know I woke up.
That's creepy.
I was trying to, they know I won't let the cat inside.
So, you think he was trying to warn you about something? Or?
No, I think it was someone trying to fuck with me. Probably punch outside my window.
Punch was a shapeshifter. He turned into a cat. I was just trying to wake you up. Not better to do it this time. He's like, I'm going to wake up Saul.
And block people. No, man, no, real talk, that scared me a lot. I'm like, oh, fuck, I saw the cat, you know?
My mom said that she was, I was out somewhere, I don't know where I was at. It was like midnight, 1 a.m, and she was sleeping. And she heard a noise, and she opens her eyes, and she saw someone walking, and she was like, Jonathan, I'm sleeping. And it kept moving, and she opened her eyes and turned on the light, and there was like a girl there, and kind of just ran. And like, she closed her eyes and was like, what the hell did I see? She opened it again, it was gone. Like, a little girl just running through the living room.
I don't know, creepy ghosts are always, little girl ghosts are always the worst.
Yeah.
Right here?
Yeah, in the living room, right here. So if you see a little girl ghost, I'm with you.
I don't know, all the bad things are happening whenever you came around.
Man, that's what everybody at work said.
Poncho attracts them. The ghost whisperer.
The elevator, the girl in here, my cat ghost.
Or the one time my coworker, he said, for some reason, I don't know why, but he just told me, like, hey, man, what if I'm dead?
Oh, yeah.
What?
And I told him, like, well, maybe you are. And, you know, so we're all just working. Everybody's minding their own business. He started making noise, like hitting things, like, you know, like we had little trays and he was dropping them and just like making noise and nobody paid attention to him. And he started freaking himself out. He's like, damn, what if I'm really dead?
So just randomly one day at work, he was like, what if I'm just dead?
And like I said, he started yelling and making noise and nobody would turn around and everybody just kept working.
What made him think that?
I don't know. Just random things that we were just talking about stuff like that. And he just said that for whatever reason.
Why was everyone ignoring him?
That's what we can't figure out. I mean, what if it was just a time slip in that moment? Like,
he started yelling too?
Yeah, he was yelling. And
yeah, cause I think he told me the story when we were in Austin.
Did he get fired?
No, nobody.
What shit around? Like,
nobody heard him. Nobody saw him. Except me.
Well, you saw it?
Yeah, because he told me.
Oh, okay.
And then he's like, "Man, I don't want to be dead." And then that's when like somebody like called out his name. That's when he's like, "Oh man, I don't want to be dead." Like somebody like called him out. They're like, "Hey, Fabian, come over here," for whatever reason.
Yeah. We went to Austin. He told us that story. Well, I don't know. He told me I was there.
So he threw stuff while he was trying to get people's attention?
Yeah.
Whenever they called him, hey, Fabian, the stuff he threw, was it still where he threw it at? Or was it...
Yeah, everything was there, but nobody was paying attention to him. No, he wasn't throwing the stuff at him. He was.
Well, I feel like he was
throwing stuff. No, he was just throwing it, like, on the floor, like, around him.
Oh, okay, and the stuff was still on the floor whenever they called his name?
No, to make noise.
Yeah. That's weird. Because I was thinking, like, maybe he just, like, kind of dozed off and had, like, a waking dream or something.
Yeah, but I was there.
Unless you both had dreams together.
Nah.
They said you and Miguel smoked and y'all saw the same shit, but y'all didn't tell each other.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was a story.
Really? That's weird.
But, I mean, I still don't... It's because, we would always joke that, our workstation, there was a... That it was, you know, I guess... There was a magnet field. And if we passed through, we had a little cart where we put our work trays. And we, you know, it was like, we would say if you went through it, you would go into another dimension. But we were always scared to do that. Because we were like, what if it really does happen? And then after that happened, that he was supposedly dead, not making any noise. We're like, well, we're definitely not going through that little cart.
You have all these cool things happen where you could do something adventurous and be the star of your own horror movie, and you don't do it. I would have gone through it.
It's not your own horror movie because nobody's going to be there filming it.
It's an adventure. Just going to be him telling a story.
Yeah.
It's an adventure, though.
I've had other cool stuff happen.
As cool as going into a hell dimension?
Wait, it's a hell dimension?
Well, we don't know.
What do you think is paradise?
Well, That's what people always think negative. It was like,
it's fucking that Amazon place with all the Amazon women running around half naked.
I mean,
waiting for a poncho to show up.
You know, we're in hell already, so.
Yeah, yeah. It's the plot of Angel.
Oh, well, that's why
I
got canceled.
I didn't get canceled.
And, it kind of did.
It was
doing so well in the ratings, and Joss Whedon didn't want it. Normally how TV works is after the season ends, there's a small grace period where the channel decides if they're going to pick it up or not. And Angel was doing really well in the ratings. And so Joss Whedon is like, well, there's no way they'll cancel it. We're doing good. So he went to them and he was like, I want the renewal now. I don't want to wait. Because I don't want my people to stress out for a couple months wondering if they're going to work or not. And they're like, well, we need to discuss it with the other execs. And he was like, no. He basically gave them an ultimatum, like, I need it today or, you know, I'll walk away. And they're like, well, we're sorry to see you go.
Oh, damn.
So he got it canceled on his own. Like, it,
I don't know.
But if he didn't do anything, it probably would have been renewed.
At least it went out on top with good ratings.
Yeah.
Most shows don't do that these days.
At least he didn't pull a fucking Supernatural in Smallville and go on forever.
Smallville did what it had to do.
They didn't have to go on. The creators of the show left.
Yeah, but that's not on the creators. You know, that's just the network wanted to prolong it. So, you know,
that's what I'm saying.
It stopped being good though.
Yeah, but not because of the show. It was because of the people just trying to make, you know, the rating and the money.
Yeah, I think shows should go out on top. Like Battlestar was like, you know what, we're done. And
Breaking Bad did that.
In fact, Battlestar was like, we don't want to do another season. So they gave them the season 5 budget to do their finale.
It's different nowadays because, you know, people are like, people aren't, you know, since they're just, you know, like Netflix, people are tired. You know, they don't want to be waiting around on a show. So they want to watch something and just pick it up and stream it. Yeah. So I think a lot of shows that were canceled back then, yeah, they would have been on nowadays. If, like, people would have, you know, they're like, oh, well, I'll just catch it on Netflix or something.
Yeah, apparently the way the rating system works now is there's like a plus 5. It's like day of plus 5. So the ratings no longer count the day of. It's the day of and then the next 5 days if people watch
it.
Yeah,
see. Because people are just streaming. Like, not, what I mean, like, streaming, like,
iTunes, like, is apparently,
well, like,
a
big,
you know,
place. Yeah, if somebody, you know, nowadays or stuff, and he doesn't watch it that same day, then they'll just watch it,
TiVo, Hulu, iTunes, there's plenty of places.
Or even on the websites, you know, NBC.com, whatever, you know, the actual network website.
Yeah.
They can just rewatch it. And that's what, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, and back then, you know, if somebody, you know, some people couldn't watch the show, the ratings will be low, but it wasn't because the show was bad. It was just people might have been busy and missed it.
So they were lost. I missed one episode. I got lost.
Well, yeah, that's what it's called, lost.
That's not Hawaii because you missed one episode.
Yeah, it was a call out because they weren't lost. They knew where they were.
That should make you mad.
They were in Jersey. The whole time.
I can see that happening.
Sopranos took place right next door. I don't know. So what were we talking about before all that? We're talking about visions and different dimensions. I don't understand. Like, you should have experimented. Hold, like, have someone hold a rope and then just go through the tunnel.
Like the poltergeist? That ended bad.
Yeah.
Well, poltergeist.
Huh? The remake or the original?
Both of the same story.
Oh. Was it an R-rated or PG-13?
I think it was PG-13.
Was the original was R, right?
I don't think. It didn't have any blood or guts. Oh. I think the only gory thing it had was whenever the bodies came out from the blood.
After watching Hellraiser, I'm like, hey, I really don't want to go into other dimensions.
Everybody was all like, he's all, don't look at me, you can't, like, grab me.
So have you got one of those cubes you want to try to solve?
It never actually explained what they were.
I thought they were keys.
No, I mean, I meant those guys.
Oh, those guys were?
Yeah, because he's like, some people call us angels, some people call us demons, some people call us travelers. No, they never said what they were.
Yeah, but
that's the point.
That's the point, yeah.
You can't really, you know, I mean, nobody knows. You can't say it, you know, like, I mean, there's a lot of things some people say, like, even nowadays, I mean.
The unknown is scarier, too.
Yeah.
I mean, better them than me!
It's Homer.
Like, honestly. The guy who was eating crickets and he turned a dragon flew off. I never explained that either. That was a good movie. I don't fuck with portals anymore.
Have you seen the 11th one?
The 11th one?
Hellraiser?
Oh, no. I started watching it like after.
I think I've only seen the first three.
I saw a later one. I've
seen the first one.
Really? The second one I didn't think was nearly as good as the first one.
No. It had later ones that were...
Were better?
No, they weren't better. But
you know what? That's what I was going to say.
They explained
Hellraiser reminds me a lot of alien abductions. Remember there I was like torturing the people and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
And, I mean, you know, I know the aliens don't abduct to torture, but just like the same type of experiments, and they just had them, you know, on a table or somewhere, like just paralyzed and then just experimenting on them. Like, it's a form of torture.
Oh, I told you, but earlier I was watching a show where this family was out camping in the woods, and they were being harassed by aliens, and they were just fucking with them. They didn't explain why. They didn't take them a board or anything, but they just, when they noticed them, they got scared and ran back to the cabin. And the aliens were just, like hitting the windows.
Shit.
Breaking shit, fucking up the car, and like, scaring them.
Why?
They don't know why.
Where was this?
I think it was in North Carolina woods.
Damn. And, where do you guys hear all these stories?
I watch a show. There's a bunch of shows, haunting, de-haunting, haunting in America, haunting around the world, and then Monsters and Mysteries, and then Monsters and Mysteries International thing. But yeah, they just start fucking with them.
Is Lon Strickland still on?
Who?
Lon Strickland.
It's people's stories. But it was in the North Carolina woods. They're famous for UFO activity.
Grand Mountain Lights.
There you go. Wait, is that where that mouse? Yeah, they're known for like a bunch of lights in the sky and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got harassed for no reason.
Let's go there.
Hell no.
You want to find E.T.?
Nah. I don't even want to do those. Remember how I wanted to go out?
Go out and do like documentary style shit.
I told my mom about that. She's like, you're stupid.
Your mom called you stupid.
She did. She's gonna latch onto you. That's the thing I didn't realize, that it latches onto people.
Yeah.
Like I told you, there was a lady that some guy, her neighbor had a crush on her because I wanted to date her, but she was engaged to the guy.
Yeah.
And he finally told her off after so many times of being rejected. And he pulled her hair and he was like, I'm gonna do a love spell. The next day he summoned a demon on her.
Oh,
it took 2 years to get rid of it.
Damn. I don't know why that reminded me of this. There was this guy who had a crush on his neighbor, but she was married. So he snuck into the neighbor's house. It's not really a supernatural story. It's just a fucked up story. He snuck into his neighbor's house, put child porn on the computer, and then reported to the police that he suspected his neighbor was a pedophile. The police got a warrant, searched the house, found the child porn, arrested the husband. The wife believed it. The guy swooped in, and she divorced the husband, married the neighbor. And then years later, it came out that the guy framed her ex-husband. Can you imagine being her? Like, your current husband framed your ex-husband so that he could marry you and you fell for it. She must have felt like the biggest idiot in the world.
Did she stay with him?
No.
Oh.
I don't think her ex-husband took her back either. Like, with you?
No.
She didn't stand by you when you needed her the most?
Was it Jared?
Oh, shit. All right, any other stories or you want to close it up?
That's it.
I'm Jonathan.
This is Saul.
Swamp Poncho.
All right.
Don't get scared.